expert panel with Bridget Kay on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay. This half hour is presented by the Neal Chiropractic Clinic and Dr. Charles Neal, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
I thought so.
So good.
Yep.
I got a year.
Bum, bum, bum. Good morning. This is Dr. Charles Neal.
Yay!
This is the Neal Clinic Spine Line. I'm back. Just for those of you who ain't been around for a while, I practiced as a chiropractic neurologist here in Pensacola for 37 years before I retired and Dr. McMillan took over the clinic. Dr. McMillan is here with me today.
Good morning.
We've got lots to talk about. And it is a call-in / text-in show. If you want to try to stump the chiropractors, there's plenty of stuff I don't know. There's plenty of stuff that neither of us knows. So, you know, go ahead, do your best, throw us a curveball. That number's 478-1620.
437-1620.
Oh,
we're
that.
Already stumping him.
I'm going
it's been
for
a
so
while.
Long, I'm messing up already. 437-1620. If you want to send a text message, it pops up on the computer, and Bridget waves at us and says, "We have a text message question." So,
and I love doing that part.
And toss that in if you like. Today we are going to talk about coronavirus because that's all anybody talks about these days. Also, we will discuss cases that aren't chiropractic because, goodness, that's a big part of our world. Cases that need to be sent out, and let's see what. Oh, I'm going to give you the five reasons. We are going to give you the five reasons you need chiropractic after an auto accident, and I'll bet that there are two, maybe three, that you did not know. So Dr. McMillan is in studio with us, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the practice of chiropractic in the era of the coronavirus.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah, probably a lot of unknown things going into the whole pandemic situation, and probably not something that came up for everybody, but Florida did declare chiropractic services as essential. So we never closed the Neal Clinic during this whole coronavirus pandemic. There were a lot of changes that had to happen, though. We had to double up on cleaning everything. We reduced the amount of patients in the office at a time, so more time per patient and spacing them out. So instead of having, you know, five people in the lobby at a time where people were waiting outside, we were cleaning door handles, all the surfaces everybody was touching in between the patients. We were all wearing masks and gloves. Just changing the gloves between all the patients, just trying to reduce exposure, screening questions, checking temperatures, just everything that's on the CDC guidelines and the WHO, just trying to stay up to date and as informed with those things that are changing daily and weekly as possible. It's been a lot, but we're doing the best we can and just trying to do our part to help reduce the spread of this.
Yeah, in times past, we used a lot of isopropyl alcohol, spraying things down. But now it's doubled up. Now they're wiping door handles. They're wiping countertops. They're wiping, you know, anywhere anybody breathed. Go wipe that down.
Yeah.
So it has been a big change. And the reality is the state of Florida, as did 49 states in the U.S., the state of Florida declared chiropractic is an essential medical service. There was never any time that the clinic was closed because of the coronavirus. The state of Missouri.
I was about to say, what was the one state?
Explain that one to me. Explain that one. The state of Missouri closed chiropractors down for about 3 or 4 weeks. The other 49 states said, no, you guys are essential services. You guys got to stay open, you know, be there. So I don't know what Missouri, I don't know anything about their politics, but But that's the way that one ran. All right, so the five reasons that you need to come to the Neal Clinic if you have an auto accident. Dr. Ben, number five.
Yeah, one of the biggest concerns after an auto accident is sometimes you do have some lacerations, some broken bones, potential brain bleeding. I mean, those are the kinds of conditions that you need to go to the emergency room. However, if you don't have any of those conditions, going to the emergency room is going to be a big waste of time and money. I mean, they don't do anything to treat the soft tissue injuries and joint injuries that you have, as long as there's nothing broken. But you're going to want to go see a doctor that does deal in those every day. That's your doctor of chiropractic. That's the stuff that we treat on a regular basis. We're seeing people that have these auto accidents, that they have neck pain or back pain, or I mean, even, you know, arms or shoulders, you know, that seatbelt. Those are all things that are joint related and soft tissue injuries. And, you know, when you have those type of injuries, you're going to need treatment today before these things get worse and progress. I mean, don't hesitate. Come in and get treated.
Which is one of the reasons why chiropractic was deemed to be an essential medical service, because you know what, these joint tissue injuries are important to be treated because they will start a degenerative process, and you won't have degeneration this week or next week, but it has begun a very undesirable downward spiral. Yeah, when you injure a supporting ligament, that's what we call a sprain. There are varying degrees of sprain, but when you sprain a supporting ligament, that joint begins to move improperly because of it, and that joint begins to degenerate. And it starts quickly. It doesn't show up for a while. You're not going to see a degenerated joint on X-ray 2 or 3 weeks out, but the process has begun on a cellular microscopic kind of level. A joint has to move. A joint must move to remain healthy. The use it or lose it, move it or lose it is a very real thing. And the way to keep your joints moving properly, you gotta have them properly aligned. Anything else, anything abnormal in the movement is a stress on that joint, and it will begin to degenerate.
Can I ask a question? I'm not trying to stump the chiropractor. But if I get into a car accident and I don't feel terrible, I don't have any aches or anything the next day, should I still go see you and just make sure that I'm good to go?
You know what? That answer's yes. Get checked.
Okay.
And actually, you just jumped ahead a couple.
Oh, I
on
did.
Me.
But I'm sorry.
But you know, no, it's for real. Uh-huh. Because people come in and go, you know, I'm kind of sore, but I'm walking around. I'm not incapacitated in pain. So what do you think? And well, all right, we're coming back to that. Dr. McMillan, number three reason to see a chiropractor.
Yeah, one of the big concerns with going to any doctors is there's always that financial aspect. Like, how much is this going to cost me? And the good thing, the silver lining with these auto accidents is your treatment is covered by your auto insurance. That's why you have these policies. And there is a but. Though, and there's always a but when it comes to these insurance companies. If you wait too long to come in after that auto accident, the bill's yours. They're not going to cover it. You have 14 days in the state of Florida to get that initial evaluation after the accident, or they will not cover any of your treatments or exams or any therapies. If you come in at any time during those 14 days afterwards, though, the auto insurance covers it. And that's why we're saying come in and get treated. I mean, how many times, Dr. Neal, have you seen somebody walk in the clinic the day after the auto accident with just a little soreness and they're like, oh, I'm not too bad. And then the next week or 2 weeks later, it's I can't move my neck. I can't sleep.
Ooh.
I mean, it's not something that sets
Absolutely.
In immediately every time. But I mean, I see patients every day that, hey, this is now a problem. I'm not able to work as long. I can't sleep well. Like,
yep.
That happens on a regular, almost weekly, that I have to explain these things to people. And it's a lot more common than you think.
And there were protests throughout the state when it got pushed through the Florida legislature, the 14-day rule, because you know what? A lot of times, a day or two after the accident, you're like, it's a little sore. No big deal. You know, I'll be okay. A little sore.
Tough it out.
Yeah, tough it out. Exactly. You know, man up. Man up here. Yeah. I got to go to work, whatever. And then 2 weeks later, you go, you know, this isn't going away. And in fact, maybe it's getting a little bit worse. I ought to do something. We have seen patients walk in the door on day 15 after an accident. And mind you, I'm looking at the calendar. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And counting the days, I'm like, this is day 15, Mrs. Jones. So two things. Number one, you need some care, and I am happy to treat you. Number two, the auto insurance door just slammed in your face.
And that's a tough conversation to have.
I was about to say, I don't want to have to do that.
It is, you know, and it's like, we treat patients for cash. We treat patients' health insurance. We have seen all kind of patients, and auto insurance is what is supposed to cover you if you've had an injury, and 14-day rule. Mm-hmm. It's insane. It's crazy. It's stupid. But right now, it's the law.
But you have to be seen within 14 days, not just make your appointment within 14 days.
Now, there's the key. There's the key is you have to see a doctor and say, I'm having some pain after I had this accident, and I'd like you to check me out. Now, I just said, see a doctor. Here's the problem. Your treatment is covered by automobile insurance. And if you try to see your family MD for injuries from your auto accident, it's pretty likely your doctor will not see you. Mm. They might have been your family MD for 20 years. They don't treat auto injuries. And I'll tell you the reason. It's too much of a paperwork hassle. At the Neal Clinic, they treat auto injuries every day and know how to handle all the paperwork, and it is a pain in the butt, but they know how to do it. They know how to do it because it's a bigger pain if you don't get the injuries treated. And so, you know, when you call up your family ND and say, I was in an auto accident, I'd like to come in and see my doc, and they say, no, you need to go to the ER. That was the very first thing that Dr. McMillan said. Unless you've got a broken bone, lacerations, or a bleed on the brain, the ER is not their job. I say this, and I do not mean it in an unkind way. The ER's job is don't die today, okay? The ER's job is life-threatening stuff, you need fixing. But non-life-threatening stuff, see ya.
Pain is not high on their priority list. You can come in there in excruciating neck pain, and there's just not a lot they're going to be able to do for you. That's not their area of expertise.
If it ain't broke or lacerated, they're kind of, I mean, they've done their job. They've ruled out life-threatening, and we're done. You need to find somebody who does this work, which brings us to the number one reason to see a chiropractor after you had an auto accident.
Is that's what we treat. I mean, the chiropractic process to become a doctor of chiropractic is an 8-year process. You have to have a bachelor's degree, then you go and get your doctorate in chiropractic, and this is the kind of injuries and issues that they train us specifically to treat. Chiropractors are the doctor for that. If there's any other issues that come out during the exam, that's when we refer you out to those other kind of doctors. That's when if there's something that happens on the exam, then we say, hey, we need to get an x-ray. Like, we'll send you out and refer you there. It's not that other types of doctors have, you know, no place in this process, but the initial evaluation and treatment plans are, you know, that's why people come to chiropractors. And that's what you need to start with is go see a chiropractor, get an examination, and then they'll kind of get that plan going to make sure that you're going to be in the best care that you can have.
Yeah, because, you know, chiropractic is very specific, focused physical medicine. And it requires that we keep studying and learning every day. Dr. Ellen and I practiced for 37 years and learned how to do something a little bit better every single day. You know, the good news is after graduating from 8 years of college, Dr. McMillan had another 9 months of training with us, seeing the work we do and did, and learning the specialties that we developed over the years. And, you know, he mentioned earlier, sometimes we send patients out. We refer patients out for x-ray, CT, medical evaluation, medical treatment, because that's where they belong. So, Dr. McMillan, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
Tell me about the last two patients that you referred out, patients that you sent out.
Yeah, I sent a couple out just this week. We had a patient that was coming in, had been under chiropractic care for a lot of her life, a really long time, and had just moved to the area relatively recently and was looking to establish herself at a chiropractor's office. And she had some hip pain that had been getting progressively worse. And so she had some old x-rays, several years old. And, you know, I did the exam, and her just ranges of motion were really limited, really provoking. And we treated for some palliative care that day, but I talked with her and I said, hey, we need to get another look at this. I know you have these old x-rays and it was showing a little degeneration, but let's take another look. And, you know, sure enough, on these new x-rays, severe degeneration, and she's going to need a hip replacement. But we were able to have that conversation, and, you know, now she was able to get that appointment before she was not able to walk. I mean, with that severe degenerative change in the hip, you know, she was still walking, highly active. I mean, I was shocked when I got the results back about, you know, how exactly her hip looked, that she was as active as she was. But now she's able to get that appointment before it became a really big issue for her. And so she's going to have that hip replaced soon. And that was one that, you know, she wasn't even looking to go get another x-ray or considering that until, you know, she came into our clinic and we said, hey, let's take a look at this.
Well, and we love it that patients come in and say, you know what, chiropractic has helped me in the past and I am confident you will do it again. And it is your job. It was my job to discern which patient needs further assessment. It's like, you know, I see a lot of patients with hip pain. I help a lot of patients with hip pain. This one is a little bit more. There are other findings here that concern me. Let's get more information. Send them out, CT scan, x-rays, orthopedic eval. And you know what? When an orthopedist gets a referral from this clinic, they know it's probably something that needs some orthopedic work, because we don't just randomly send stuff out. We send them out when we see the signs, when we see the indicators.
And that's what the purpose of all the schooling is. It's to know when to not treat somebody, when to send them out. I mean, another example of a patient we sent out recently is the big one. Everybody comes in and has been on WebMD with this back pain, and they see that big
Dr.
C
Google.
Word, the cancer. I mean, that's what everybody wants to know about. You know, is this pain? Could this be cancer? And we had, another longtime patient that several months back had been diagnosed with a type of cancer that is known to spread to the bones. And she had initial x-rays and had undergone some chemotherapy recently and had been out of the clinic for a while, but came in yesterday and was complaining of just worsening lower back pain. And I said, look, we need to, she just wanted an adjustment, which had given her a lot of relief in the past. And I had to sit her down and have a conversation that, hey, we need to get this looked at. We can't just adjust the spine just because it's hurting, because you do have this underlying condition, which unfortunately for her was cancer, that we happened to find. I mean, that stuff does happen. And, you know, it was just lucky that we got those x-rays initially and they found the issue. And that's something that does, it's very rare. It doesn't happen every day, but that's why, we go to school for so long, why the whole exam process is necessary. I mean, I wish it was a quicker thing, but that's what patients need.
Yeah, and that's such a tough situation because, as Bridget said, Dr. Google, you know, you Google headaches, guess what? Brain cancer is going to show up on the list. And I won't say everybody comes in saying, I'm worried I have cancer, but I will tell you what, it's in the back of their mind. It's the what if.
Yep.
It's the what if. And you know what? For headaches, there is one patient out of, I was going to say one out of 1,000. It's probably more like one out of 5,000 that that actually does have something on the brain, either a tumor or a bleed or something. And it's also our job to figure out, ooh, this one's different. Let's get some more assessment. The bone cancer thing, in my 37 years of practice, I saw more than one patient who came in to see us first. And we either took an x-ray or did initial eval. And I said, I don't like this. Let's get it checked out. And in fact, they had cancer. And I've sent a couple out. And their MD said, looks clean, looks clear. We did the blood test. We did the x-rays. Not worried about them. Go back and get your chiropractic care. And so now reassured that this is maybe not the usual case, but it's also not big, bad, worrisome stuff, they can come back and get care. Mm. And I mean, that's the stress of dealing with physical medicine, is sometimes it's other stuff. And the chiropractor's job, the reason we do 8 years of schooling, is recognize the other stuff. Recognize when it's not your bailiwick. I like that word. Recognize when it's not in your arena and send them out.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have x-ray vision. We do all these exam procedures, but they're not 100%, you know, specific or sensitive to these conditions. So sometimes there are, you know, further needs for investigation. That's why we have the MRI facilities and the x-ray facilities that we deal with on a regular basis.
And that's, I mean, to go back over everything we just said today, that's really the summary, is you need to be treated by the right doctor.
Yeah.
If you're going to the ER because you've got a sore neck, they're probably not going to help you.
We
have a text question.
It's not a question, but it's a comment. This says, okay. This is kind of funny because you mentioned both of these. I had a hip replacement and a cancer diagnosis in the same year, and my first visit was to a chiropractor.
Yeah.
And they refer it out.
And I was going to say, hopefully that chiropractor picked up on it and sent you to the proper place. And you know what? Patients who are scheduled for hip joint replacement, we can still treat them within limited function to keep them functional as much as possible until they need that hip joint replacement. It's not, you know, there's no, I don't dare touch this one. There's the, I work all the way around this area because this one is surgical, but everything else is getting stressed out because they're limping and gimping along. And cancer, now this is so, it's hard to talk about because there's so many possibilities. The reality is, yes, over the years, I have treated a lot of cancer patients, not for their cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I treat them for all of the physical aspects and problems that they have while they are also getting treatment for the cancer.
Yeah, I mean, the chemo takes you out of your normal routine. You're having to sit a lot more. You lose that energy. So, I mean, just prolonged sitting like that takes a toll on the lower back, and you have to reduce a lot of activities just by necessity. And with the hip, I mean, one of the biggest things that we've been dealing with is the big buzzword now is prehab. So the pre-surgery rehab is the prehab.
That's
and
great.
Conditioning
I like that.
The
yeah.
rest of the body, yeah. Because with that hip surgery, again, you have a good 2 weeks where you're not going to be able to do a lot. So getting the body ready for that and preparing as best you can, the surgical outcomes are significantly better.
And we've gone an entire show and not told you who we are or where to find us. The Neil Clinic is on Creighton Road. We are right across the street from Walmart. 479-SPINE is one digit too many, but you're an intelligent person. You'll figure it out. We got
to
go.
Yeah, Dr. Neil, I haven't heard that number in a while. It's good to have you back on the program. 479-SPINE.
That's it.
Definitely give them a call for all of your needs. Remember, 14 days if you're in a car accident.
Bingo.
I love it. We have Stefan Schmidt coming up next.